Nolte, CNN fails to place one show in top 20 during Q1 of 2020. By John Nolte on April 2, 2020. Far-left CNN failed to place even one show in the top 20 during the first quarter of this year. Yes, you read that correctly. Despite the impeachment of a president and the coronavirus pandemic, the cable channel America used to automatically turn to in times of crisis could not do any better than number 22. Fox News placed 8 shows in the top 10 and 14 in the top 20. The openly left-wing MSNBC filled those other slots. KNL finally arrives way behind its cable news competitors, at number 22, with Jake Tapper's Basement rated the lead, which still only managed to attract 1.387 million viewers. And Tapper probably only did that well because some of President Trump's popular daily briefings aired during his otherwise anemic time slot. Sean Hannity topped everyone during the quarter with an average of 4.22 million viewers, which more than triples CNN's top show. In fact, the only Fox program CNN was able to beat was Fox and Friends First, which broadcasts before dawn and still managed to come in 40th with 721,000 average viewers. The pre-dawn Fox and Friends First humiliated KNL's disastrous morning show, New Day, which was only able to attract 580,000 average viewers. Overall, Fox News had its biggest viewing quarter in the network's history, averaging 3.4 million primetime viewers and 1.9 million total day viewers. KNL was only able to average 1.43 million primetime viewers, with MSNBC coming in at 1.93 million. Fox News beat both combined. During primetime, KNL managed to lose to ESPN, 1.43 million compared to 1.5 million. Even though sports events have been dead for weeks due to coronavirus cancellations. If you want to fully grasp just how bad KNL's ratings are these days, this quarter's hilariously awful primetime numbers represent a 35% increase over the first quarter of 2019. In total day ratings, and again, despite a presidential impeachment and a worldwide pandemic, CNN could not even attract 1 million viewers. Just 901,000 compared to MSNBC's 1.1 million and Fox's 1.93 million. Back to the top 20. Only 6 KNL shows averaged over 1 million viewers, 2 just barely, and they were all wiped out by Fox and Friends, which managed to average 1.76 million viewers. At this point, it is hardly news anymore when CNN performs so poorly. Over the past 6 years, under the destructive leadership of Jeff Zucker, CNN has become a national punchline, a disgrace and embarrassment in ratings and reputation. And now, while the country suffers under the health and economic catastrophe caused by the Chinese virus, CNN continues to deliberately lie to and misinform the public. What's more, the increasingly unstable fake cable channel cannot even put what's good for the country and humanity above its own petty and partisan feud with President Trump. CNN is not only blacklisting Trump's daily coronavirus briefings, it's attempting to shame the rest of the media into doing the same. One can certainly understand why CNN would want the briefings blacklisted. During Sunday's briefing, a CNN staffer was humiliated in front of the entire country when Trump caught him red-handed deliberately misquoting him. It was a stunning moment, the first time I've ever seen a so-called reporter caught blatantly lying and then forced to prove he lied by eventually reading, with hands shaking, the true quote. During Tuesday's briefing, CNN had an even worse moment when Dr. Anthony Fauci explained to CNN's Jim Acosta that the administration did indeed launch its coronavirus mitigation very, very early. That is something KNL wants to hide from the public. Who wants to watch a so-called news network that behaves in such a craven and dishonest way? Well, as you can see from the ratings, pretty much no one. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.